Rise up, cows! You're listening to Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilith. I'm Jay Nemro, and as usual, I am in my wonderful transportable recording studio. It's a car, believe it or not. So here we are in the car. I've got my headset on. And I'm driving down the road, because that's what I do for work, and you're listening to the wonderful quasi-indefatigable Zenilith podcast. And you, I must say, are most likely, in almost every case, a cow. And I feel for you, and part of this wonderful broadcasting opportunity that I have bring you these podcasts is to help you get out of the mold, to help you walk away from your constant grind of doing what everybody else wants you to be doing, of being a statistic, knowing that you're the part of a horde. Okay, you know what? My wife, which is about the only person that listens to these podcasts at this particular moment in time, she constantly asks me, what are those cow references you do? You know, I don't get it. And I first came up with it when I was driving to Amarillo, Texas. I live in Tucumcari, New Mexico, and I drove to Amarillo, Texas because I have church stuff to do there. So I drive over there, and not too far outside of Amarillo, there's this huge stockyard right on the road, and there's no other road you can take to avoid this thing that makes any sense. So you have to close your windows, you have to turn off the air conditioner or the vent or whatever, because the smell gets in, and you sit there and you either freeze or you fry, depending on the time of year, while you go past this stockyard with thousands and thousands of cows sitting there being disgusting. You have to understand that I've had a long running feud with public education. Schooling, for lack of a better word. And, well, I don't like it. I think it's basically an evil thing. And I was trying to find something that was like public schooling, something where people would look at it and go, oh, yuck, that's disgusting, and go, yeah, that's exactly what public schooling is. And I looked at that stockyard, and that's exactly what a stockyard is. A stockyard's just like a public school. You get thousands and thousands, or hundreds, actually, in my area. You get hundreds of kids together, and you compress them into a small area. And the whole point of a school is to accomplish something with kids efficiently. The whole point of a school is to be efficient about what it's trying to do. Of course, we can spend hours talking about exactly what a school is trying to do to you, or trying to do to your kids at this point, I hope. But the whole point about public education is efficiency. How efficiently can you accomplish whatever you want, the education of children? You know, I used to work for, under contract for, our county health council. Wonderful, wonderful people. Are they cows? Well, sure, most people are. There's no way you can avoid it sometimes. You end up doing what everybody else is doing. But that's okay. They were nice people. I'm not saying that cows aren't nice, you know? Grind them up, they make pretty good hamburger meat. That sounds bad, doesn't it? But it's true. Alright. So anyway, I was working for this organization, and to get some state money that we had gotten granted to us, we had to do some educational programs about substance abuse. So we're trying to figure out how to get it into people's hands. It was mostly for kids, you know, mostly for, you know, probably the predominant age of being able to learn, understand, and be swayed by somebody is between the age of 6 and probably 15. And because those kids have a little bit of understanding, but they're still kind of, well, they're still kind of suckers. So you can talk them into stuff. You know, you can actually warp their mind to the point to where they're actually going to believe what you're going to tell them. And they'll actually integrate into their life. They'll actually behave that way. And that was part of what this grant was wanting to do, was to get them to do something to avoid substance abuse as young kids, set them up to be in the habit of just avoiding it for the rest of their life. Basically, a good thing to do. Anyway, well, the most efficient way to get this done was to take it to the schools. So you have to schmooze the schools. Sometimes the schools don't like you. You may have pissed them off at some point. So you have to go talk to the superintendent of schools, you know, the person who runs the stockyard, and say, this is what we plan to do to the kids, you know. We'll play games with them. We'll have little training sessions. We'll try to bring in somebody popular and cool to tell them to do what we want them to do and not what some other cool person wants them to do. And so, you know, you talk the superintendent into it, you gotta talk the principal into it. The principal hauls in all the teachers and say, this is what's gonna happen. And all of a sudden you have access to all these kids. Because it's too hard to try and get them to do anything if you try to go to their houses. It takes too long. You won't catch them very often because they're busy. But let me tell you, you can catch them if they're in school, because they're all in enclosed space. They're all packed together like little sausages. And that's where they're used to being spoon-fed information. And so that's where the whole cow thing came from, because schools are just like stockyards. You have cows. The most efficient way to raise a cow, if you're gonna create millions of pounds of hamburger meat, it makes no sense to buy up a million acres of land and run cattle on it. Because honestly, it takes a lot of effort to go out and find the cows, bring them back in, and haul them off. It's so much easier if you have a really compressed space. You put the cows in there, you feed them exactly what you want them fed. You do exactly what you want to do with them without them being able to hardly move. It makes great hamburger. It's fantastic. And that's the most efficient way of doing it. You have to understand that almost everything in our world now is based on efficiency. What's the most efficient way to get things to happen? If you're trying to sell a product, you don't want to have to go and ring the doorbell at everybody's house, hope somebody's home, and then do your little advertising pitch, trying to get them to buy something or trying to get them to do what you want them to do. That's dumb. You do something much more efficient. Everybody has TV. Most people have. I don't have TV because I'm not a cow. You go out and you go and you get, and you go and you put an ad on television. Everybody sees it. You make it kind of entertaining. You make it kind of fun. You make it kind of like it's, haha, this is funny. That's why advertising is usually more entertaining than the shows that you're actually watching on television. Anymore, the shows are starting to behave much more like television advertisements. They're just longer. And that's why, because the advertising people put so much money and time and effort into figuring out how to get a whole bunch of people to do what they say just from a 30-second, or a 1-minute advertisement. It's amazing. I jump around a lot, don't I? Well, you'll find out I'll do. I'll eventually end up where I began, I hope. And that's kind of where the whole CalCon... See, I've already come back to where I began. That's where the whole cow concept came from. is that you can see examples all around you of that kind of mentality. We're not talking about cows. We're talking about people, and about how people behave, and about how people can be easily swayed into doing whatever somebody else wants you to do. I heard a news story. I listened to NPR because I don't like commercials. So I listened to NPR. I don't think I've given them a penny's worth of money. So I'm one of those evil people that like leech off of the good things that other people do. And that's actually one of my great metaphors. All the computers I use, the way you actually get this podcast is from old computers that people threw away. These things aren't really good anymore. It's old. Ugh. I can't have old things. Nobody who's cool has old things. I'm going to buy a new computer because new computers are cooler and they're better. And everybody who I respect has a new computer. I can't have an old computer because that's bad. So they give them to me. And I turn them into these fantastic things that give you podcasts. I'm jerry-rigging the world. Most of my information I get from free sources that you're paying for. And I'm not. Because I don't typically buy advertisements. I don't usually buy what's being peddled to me in advertisement. That's your job. Your job is to be a cow. Your job is to be a cow. When you listen to a radio ad for like a revolutionary new mattress to sleep on, you're going to go out and buy it. And they're going to give you all kinds of different ways to kind of suck in. They'll say, oh, you can have it free for 30 days. They've already charged your credit card, and that's how you pay for me being able to have all this information, but me not having to pay a thing. Thank you. I'm glad, in a way, that there are many cows, but this is what I'm doing for you. I'm providing you with the information to know that you can break away from that you can become more like me, the kind of person who lets all this stuff kind of roll off your back. You use it for your own profit. Let me give you an example. I get free long distance. And it's not illegal what I do. Everybody always questions whether the things I do are illegal. I try really hard never to do anything illegal. I'm trying to get the most liberty I can, but I do not want to break laws, because if you get caught breaking a law, your liberty's gone. And I really appreciate my liberty. I just use things in ways that weren't originally intended. It's not illegal, it's just unexpected. That's what quasi-indefatigable zenilith kind of means. It means you relentlessly do different things. You don't do what other people do. That way, it's hard to kind of catch you. Not that there's any reason particularly to catch me, except to say, oh, you're making a mockery of the system. And you go, yes, I do. That's my whole point. I mock the system. Anyway, I get free long distance from an organization called PhoneHog. You can go on the internet and get to it, www.phonehog.com. They will give you free long distance minutes if you go after offers on the internet. Now, you have to be really smart, you know. The first thing about being a cow is dumb. A cow falls into traps all the time. And once you have him trapped, you can do all kinds of things to them. It's just like if you were a cow out on the range, you have your freedom, you have all that stuff. If you get suckered by a cowboy, you know, he'll drive you into a chute, which is where you have very little freedom. You're stuck there. They inject you with vaccines. They brand you. They do all kinds of stuff. That's what you want to avoid, is situations where your liberty gets taken away from you. Getting back to PhoneHog. PhoneHog is one of those things, you know, there's places that will pay for you to have some free long distance phone minutes. If you'll take a survey for them, a 2 billion question survey, if you let them throw advertising at you, and I've got 5 or 6 hours worth of free long distance now, And, you know, every now and then I'll go and get some more. You have to be careful. You don't want to get sucked into a whole lot of stuff. They'll often tell you that something's free when it's not, and you have to immediately pull back away from that. There's a lot of people that want to throw an idea or a concept at you that they want you to pay for. You can get, and PhoneHog's good because they often go ahead and credit you your minutes just by going there and just letting people kind of give you their advertising pitch. You don't have to actually buy anything, and that's the whole trick. That's how you get it for free. It takes a little bit of time, but honestly, you know, people who have told you time is money, they're right. You're constantly selling your time. I'm selling my time right here for free phone minutes, but I'm actually being very generous. I'm giving you my time here absolutely free. Someday I might get a couple of sponsors because, hey, wouldn't it be great to make some money off of these podcasts? That'd be too cool. Get a couple of sponsors. We'll do that. If you want to be a sponsor of these podcasts, please go to my place on the internet. It's at http://quix.us. You go there and you'll find my email address. I don't mind getting tons and tons of spam because, frankly, I profit off of it. I love spam. Spam is my friend. Spam is what gets me free this and free that and free this and free that. You know, most people say, I hate spam. Spam makes it so that I can't get the email message I really want. I encourage spam in my mailbox because, you know what? Those guys lead me to free stuff that I really want. You have to be kind of careful, though. You know, I was doing one of those things where, though, like, if you go through this whole survey and you answer all these questions and you get these certain offers, they'll give you a free laptop or something. I actually did that once, and I think it was pretty early in the thing, and it was really easy for you just off of free offers where, you know, they'll give you a free credit card. If you never use a credit card, it doesn't cost you a thing. And then you can drop it off later when you don't want it anymore. It's just a wonderful opportunity just to, you know, I got this little thing from my Palm Pilot. I like Palm Pilots. We'll talk about that later in another thing. And I got one of these things for free. Man, we'll talk a lot about free things, about monkey wrenching the system so that you can have what you want, and other people are basically going to end up paying for it. And why? Well, because other people are cows. You might as well profit off the knowledge that you have. Try not to dig a trap for your neighbor, but you have to understand, your neighbors are already digging traps for themselves all the time. And the point is, are you going to take advantage of that? You know, like people who dumpster dive, smartest people in the gosh darn world. Why? Because they're picking up stuff that you're getting rid of. I get rid of stuff, too. I don't do it to the level of my neighbors. But I get rid of stuff, too, and I'm wondering if somebody picks through mine where I think something's trash, they'll turn around and they'll sell it. That's just kind of what we're doing. Things that get thrown around, people who are foolish, create opportunities for other people. That's exactly what business is. That's why business likes to keep you dumb. That's why business loves cows. Those who follow others somewhat blindly. Because you know what? That's what makes rich people rich. Bill Gates wouldn't be the rich man that he is if everybody didn't buy Microsoft Windows, Microsoft Office. If people weren't married to it. But this is the only way I can do anything else. There's much cheaper alternatives out there. There's even free alternatives for everything that Bill Gates does. But he knows, and he feels pretty safe, that you're not going to get the free stuff because, you know what? You're a cow. You're part of a herd. You want to do what everybody else is doing. You want to have Windows XP because there's a lot of cow stuff on there. You can get a lot of games. You can do a lot of things with Microsoft Windows that's more difficult to do with other things. So he's a rich man. He's profited off of that. Is it illegal? I don't know if it's really illegal. Is it immoral? I don't think so. It's how our entire culture's done. If you want to make money, it's difficult to make money strictly off of really intelligent people, because they often don't need things, because we're a very service-oriented culture, economy. You mostly make money, and I do too. I make money right now. I fix computers most of the time. I make money off of people's inability to do something or to learn how. And that's okay, because they have more important things to do. They're very willing to pay whatever fee I charge. Or right now I'm working for a university that gives that kind of, that makes it so that their employees can work on other things besides trying to fix their computers all the time. Everybody's very grateful for the fact that I'm around. And I'm grateful too, because I get a pretty nice salary out of it. And that's how the world works. Unfortunately, it kind of makes it so that, by and large, we end up kind of being like cows. We're going to talk about a lot of things in upcoming podcasts, as always, about school, about society, about our culture, about how we behave and how other people take advantage of our behavior to either make money or to gain power or whatever. And then we'll talk about ways to walk away from it so that you can live your own life on your own terms. And that's all the quasi-indefatigable dentalist is all about. It's going to be great. You're going to enjoy it. Come and visit our place on the internet. I don't call it the webpage because it's not. I don't run a webpage. I actually run something that's called a Gopher server. And you go into Gopher space to go see my stuff. You can do it with your web browser. It's very simple. Go to quix.us. Don't put a www in front of it, because it's not the World Wide Web. This is exactly what it says. Quix. Quasi-indefatigable dentalist. Quix.us. Enjoy. Have a great day. And don't be a cow.